Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. On today's show, I'm explaining how to help COPD by improving lymph flow. Most of our health problems begin with circulation becoming compromised. When circulation is impeded in your lungs, damaging acidic waste builds in the lungs, breaking down the tissue. You can gain more control over how your COPD progresses by maintaining your lymphatic system, a system that must complete circulation in the body. I've been working with the lymphatic system to help most health problems for 25 years. On a daily basis, I see clients come in with their pain, stress, swelling, and after a few sessions to improve their lymphatic system, they feel better. Often, they feel better from the first session. Why do they feel better? Well, they feel better because over a few sessions of improving their lymphatic system, a tiny network of vessels and nodes that must clean every system in the body, we've reduced the buildup of cellular waste and inflammation in their body, and they feel better. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department in 1991, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who used their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Many people have heard of craniosacral therapy or visceral manipulation, and lymph drainage therapy is very popular now. And there's a new era of the lymphatic system. This was really ignored in medicine. It still is. I wrote a book 13 years ago on how the lymphatic system is ignored in medicine, and because of that reason, we're filling with cellular waste. Every disease we have is due to that. We're filling with cellular waste, and that has been proven the last few years. Every disease, basically, has been linked to cellular waste. So we have to start seeing how we have a system in our body that's meant to clean us, and we have to get good at using it, and you're not going to find that on the internet or in the medical system. This is something that I've been doing for 25 years and maintaining myself, my family, and my clients, and it makes a difference. And I hope you see that you have to maintain your lymphatic system. My book, An Undetected Acid Alkaline Imbalance, and my on-demand virtual course that's available now, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life, explain how we're filling with cellular waste. Most importantly, they give you steps to follow to improve your lymphatic system and health. It's something we all need to know how to do. Understanding how we're filling with cellular waste, I developed bodywork called Lymphpractic. It gets to the root cause of your health problems. Over a few sessions, I reduce the buildup of cellular waste that is causing inflammation, which we know is the root cause of most disease, and your life changes. During our sessions, I also coach you. I teach you about how to maintain your lymphatic system, and you feel much better, and you gain more control over your health. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. A Lymphpractic session will make you feel more relaxed in your body and mind than you have felt in a long time. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. I understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system that everyone needs to know to have a healthy and happy life. You know, I have a sister who has COPD, and she has really suffered with it. She walks around with oxygen. She has an oxygen tank and lead in her house that she can get all over her house. If she gets up and walks a little bit, she's exhausted. Last year, she was in the hospital a lot. Every little infection, every little cold, rhinovirus got her, weakened her. This year, she's doing much better. So I understand and see this disease, how it can devastate you. But what is chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD? It's a term used to describe progressive lung diseases. So again, it's a few diseases including emphysema, chronic bronchitis, and refractory non-reversible asthma. So how does the lung become damaged, and how does COPD develop? In the majority of the cases, lung damage that leads to COPD is caused by long-term smoking or even secondhand smoke. I also have met people who have COPD who never smoked. So there are other reasons like genetics. Has anybody in your family had COPD? Repeated viral or bacterial infections? Exposure to chemicals like chlorine and air pollution? COPD typically worsens over time. With COPD, you feel a shortness of breath and have a productive cough with mucus. As COPD worsens, it becomes harder to breathe and harder to get mucus up and out of your lungs. Chronic bronchitis is a description of symptoms, the cough and sputum that may or may not occur with COPD, and emphysema is a description of the changes to the lung rather than a disease itself. It actually changes in the tissue. While treatment can help slow the worsening of COPD, there are no cures. Understanding pH, or whether you're acid or alkaline level in your body, can make a big difference in how you can breathe. And there are many people around the world who contact me who say, you know, I'm having problems breathing, who don't have COPD. But this is how it begins, with a little bit of asthma, a little bit of difficulty breathing. That means your lungs are becoming overly acidic. So COPD and most lung problems is about overly acidic lungs that can no longer clean themselves efficiently. And now this next research is really important. Recent research found that a few months ago, a miscause of autism is an acidic brain cell called an astrocyte, meaning a cell in the brain called the astrocyte, when it becomes acidic, they found that it can't clean itself. And when a cell can't clean itself, guys, we get toxic and those cells can't function. And your brain is made up of cells, your lungs are made up of cells, every part of your body is made up of cells. So even though they found this in autism in a brain cell, the same thing is happening in your lung. It's happening if you have sciatic pain, that hip muscle and those cells have become acidic and can't clean themselves. But it's really happening in the lungs. So we really have to see how acidity is playing a role in COPD. Basically, when you're overly acidic, your body doesn't clean as well. Things constrict, even your lungs. And another recent study found that when we're overly acidic, the body's cells start to clump together more aggressively. So an important step in COPD and most disease is taking steps to improve the body's pH, because when we improve the pH, lymph flow and natural detoxification improves. And really, that's something that we need to do on a daily basis. Over the past 40 years, there have been 30 or more books on how an acidic pH is a root cause of disease. Many of them, like mine, started out as, hey, if you're acidic, it's going to kill you. And now we've got many books on diet and explain the problem. So this is a very big problem that's on the fringe of medicine. They don't really, you go to a hospital, you have surgery, or you have lung disease, and they're giving you all acid foods when you're in the hospital. They're giving you coffee. It's really crazy. You have to gain control over your pH, and you do that by understanding the right science. So the lungs are like all organs, every part of your body. They have arteries, veins, and lymphatic vessels. So the lymphatic vessels are very important. It's not something that we think about. You go to your doctors, you see pictures of arteries and veins. You never see anything about the lymphatic vessels. The lungs help to remove carbonic acid from the lungs and the body with each deep breath. Remember, deep breath. If you're a shallow breather, you may not be breathing deeply enough to help improve circulation in the lungs to remove that acid waste. So when the lungs are overly acidic, the lung tissue constricts, it tightens, limiting lymph flow and circulation. And there's no doubting that when you're overly acidic, the cells aggressively clump together, creating blockages, similar to a log jam blocking a flow in a river. That's important to know that. This is what's happening, because many diseases have been linked to cellular waste, and that's what occurs. Where the cells build up is like a log jam in a river. Hope you get that picture. And this is occurring in COPD. The lungs become filled with fibrin, which is like yarn, and acidic cellular waste, which thickens and scars the lung tissue, and they can't function. By learning to maintain your lymphatic system, you can help slow the buildup of fibrin and resulting scar tissue from building in the lungs. You can have more control by just learning a little bit of information. Before I tell you what you can do to maintain your lymphatic system and help lung disease and most health problems, and this really is true, most health problems can be helped by learning to maintain your lymphatic system, let me explain how I can help you in my office in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. I tune up your lymphatic system to boost your immune system and natural detoxification. It's gentle. You really don't feel maybe a little more than a headache the first time. And then by the third session, people say they have no more detox reaction. But we try and minimize that. Lymphpractic will make you more relaxed in your body and mind. And that's important because many people are anxious. And I hope you know that they did a study on obese mice and found that they had zombie-like cells. And you hear me talk about them a lot in their brain. And when they removed these zombie-like cells called senescent cells, these obese mice had no anxiety. So anxiety is also tied to cellular waste. So by removing cellular waste, we help many health problems. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for Lymphatic Health Coaching. It's over the phone or Skype, and it will make a difference in your life or your family's life. Check out my on-demand virtual course. People are taking it, and it's changing their lives. Detox your lymphatic system, boost your brain, weight loss, and life. 7 lessons with 30 easy activities to help you understand how to help you learn to detox and maintain your lymphatic system. It will help you control your health. In COPD, the key is balancing the body's pH to improve lymph flow, to complete circulation. And this may help to slow the progression of the disease because it's that acidic environment that's damaging the tissue. If we can change the environment, make it more alkaline, more hospitable to the cells, then we can slow the progression of COPD or emphysema or bronchitis or even asthma. The lymph system completes circulation of the body. This is key. In every organ, you have arteries and veins, but we have a lymphatic vessel coming out, and when you get blocked in your major lymph vessels in your neck, then there's a good chance that your lymphatic vessels in your lungs are going to be backed up and slowed a little bit. So balancing pH helps to improve lymph flow circulation and the natural detoxification of cellular waste, and which reduces inflammation. And we know that you hear all the time how inflammation is the root cause of disease, but most people don't know what causes inflammation. It's a buildup of cellular waste in the body. It's important to know how many medications you're taking because medications can deplete magnesium and that can add to your acidity. So really everything we do has to be balanced. Now, diet is the key to helping COPD. It's not about being perfect. You can't continue to eat mostly acidic foods and beverages and take medication and think that's going to cure your health problem. You have to take some personal responsibility and take small steps, changing your diet, your lifestyle, to improve your lymphatic system. Eating foods that are acid-producing can constrict the body and limit lymph flow and circulation, and most of the foods we eat in the American diet are acid-forming, breads, pasta, meat, tea, coffee, rice. A balanced pH or slightly alkaline pH of 7.2, you check your saliva and urine pH, improves lymph flow and circulation. So we want to avoid a big detox program because your lungs are already having a problem. You can overwhelm your lungs and create more blockages by releasing too much waste. So it's better off just starting drinking more water, having more fruits and vegetables, and limiting some of the foods we talked about, like, coffee, wheat, red meat, soda, alcohol for a while. And eat more fruits and vegetables and alkaline seeds. And most people, they get healthy. What do? They eat spinach. Oh, I'm going to start having juicing spinach, eating spinach. Well, spinach is acid-forming. So we want to have spinach with other foods. It makes it, again, we balance it with other type of alkaline vegetables. So the goal with COPD is to balance the body's pH and improve lymph flow and circulation in the lungs. We want to do some light exercise because light exercise moves circulation, moves blood flow, and that's important. We can't just sit all day. That's you'll feel better as you do a little more exercise. Be well hydrated. Often people are limiting their water. We need to be well hydrated for the lungs to and the lymph system to function. Systemic enzymes, if you're not on a blood thinner, help to break down scar tissue and improve circulation in the body. Magnesium is key. Most people, when they get admitted to the hospital with COPD and they're having a flare-up, they find that they're low in magnesium. So if you can keep your magnesium levels up, you'll have less flare-ups. Baking soda can help neutralize acid in the body, helping to balance pH. Make sure you take some potassium if you're not taking some other medications that limits potassium when you're taking baking soda. So you stir in a half a teaspoon of baking soda into a half a cup of water and drink it an hour or two after meals. And, of course, receiving gentle lymphatic drainage sessions can make a difference. Manually improving lymph flow through your body is powerful. And learning to maintain your own lymphatic system on my course, learning to use your hands, is very powerful. If you'd like to see an acid alkaline food chart, go to my homepage, healthylymphsystem.com. That's healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on how to help strokes by improving the lymph-brain connection. Too many people are having strokes that I'm knowing about, and look what happened to Luke Perry, 52. He's dead from having a stroke. I understand science that everyone needs to understand about the lymphatic system. I hope you see that. This is really missed in medicine. It will make a difference in your life, and I'm not just selling you. This isn't social media, and I'm trying to get you to buy a program. I want to help you change your life. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. Go out and balance yourself.